Hey, welcome to the Reformed Charismatic Podcast, a show about two close friends who dive into the deeper aspects of the Christian faith, exploring doctrine, theology, and the Bible from our unique perspectives. One of us leans toward charismatic beliefs. That would be me, Jared, while the other holds to a Reformed view of Scripture. That's my good friend, Dan. Despite our differences, we share a profound bond as brothers in Christ. Join us this week for our very first podcast as we share our stories and discuss the journeys that led us to our individual beliefs about different biblical topics.
Okay. Okay. Hey, guys. So this is our first podcast. I'm Jared. This is Dan. And
that was a weird hype.
We're just going to talk about our experiences, why we have landed, where we have landed when it comes to different theology perspectives on charismatic things and Reformed things. I don't know if that's the proper way of saying it, but just kind of an introduction of where both of us are at in that. Yeah?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
And to put it bluntly, we don't have all the answers, probably not even many of the answers. We're going through this life, same deal as everybody else, and just looking for God's truth in all of it.
And honestly, like, this thing just kind of started. We were just sitting in a hot tub one night at his place and just started talking about theology. And we're just like, you know what, let's make a podcast. I think that'd be pretty cool. So this is us starting a podcast and just talking about Christian stuff. So hopefully you guys enjoy.
All right. So shall we begin with our just kind of testimony where we landed with our different thought processes?
Sure. Yeah.
All right.
Let's do it.
You go first.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess for me, like, so growing up, like, I definitely, when you're young, like, you don't really have, like, a theological, like, you believe in God and Jesus and that's it. But, like, for me, like, where I really started to, like, have a differing opinion, like, when it comes to, like, charismatic and Reformed and all that stuff, like, for me, like, I started out very Reformed and very, like, I would even call myself like a Calvinist of just like, this is what I believe. This is what I see in Scripture. And for me, like in high school, I think I was kind of neutral on it. And I remember having a conversation with actually our youth pastor. And we started talking about like how God views people. So like he either like some people believe, and this, I'm not saying that I believe this, but some people believe that when you're forgiven, that like God doesn't see your sin. Like as soon as he forgives you, like he doesn't remember your sin. Like he literally like just takes it and like throws away. Like he can't physically remember it, kind of thing. And to me, like I looked at that and I was like, okay, this is, like, I don't agree with that because it's like, if he's all-knowing, I know what I've done in the past. So it's like, God doesn't, like, he completely forgot about, like, my past. Like, he's forgiven me, but, like, actually taken out, like, thinking of, does that make sense?
Kind of? I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways, I say that to say, like, I was in a place where, like, I was very neutral, like, in my perspective when it came to the gifts and all these things. Like, I just kind of assumed, like, it's in the Bible. Like, that's what it says. But once I went to school, I went to Bible school, and the school I went to was very, like, Calvinistic, very Reformed and just very, very much in that boat. And for me, like going to school and all this stuff, like I just kind of learned it. I was like, oh, okay, I guess this is just how it is. And it, for me, it wasn't, how do I say this? Like, to me, that's what I was taught. And I just assumed, like, okay, like that's it. And my view on like charismatic people, like, instantly I would think of like Kenneth Copeland and Benny Hinn and like some of these other like very charismatic but also like prosperity gospel preachers. Like,
sociopaths.
yes. Yes. People who like don't, they take the gospel and they use it for money, right? Like, and that's totally not right. But I would look at that and go, okay, that's what it means to be charismatic. Like, boom, that's it right there. I also saw like speaking in tongues and like all this other stuff. It was just like, this is weird. It's made up. It's not true. Like, it's just weird, right? I remember going to, I went to a summer camp. It was actually to this summer camp right here. And I went there with a friend, you know him, George, and I don't even know if I should say his name in this podcast, but we went to this youth camp, and him and I were very just like very hesitant. We're just like, okay, like this is weird, like I don't agree with this. And fast forward now, like 2 years, I
So
was at.
like at the youth camp there was it like another group that was doing a lot of
It
that
was
sort of
Assemblies of
setup?
God. So like this camp that we went with was Assemblies of God. And for me, it's like at this point, like I'm like just graduated college, Bible school, like I am the opposite of charismatic and tongues and all these things. And I'm very much like on this boat or on this side of like all this stuff is just like I don't agree with it. And so going to an Assemblies of God camp, like I witnessed people like speaking in tongues and you know getting prayed over, you know all the charismatic things that you would think and like see. And me and George are just like kind of looking at each other. We're just like, this is weird. Like this is fabricated. Like this isn't true. This isn't real. Like it's not legit. Or like maybe it is legit, but like it's like all emotions. Like it's just an emotional experience. And you're just like, all right, you know, it's like you had an emotional experience, and then it's like 2 days later, you go back from camp and you're back to your old self. And for me, like basically I'll sum it up in this and saying like that when I went to this Christian leadership school, Rev 5, I started to see like your emotions aren't just like separate from you, right? Like your emotions are like, I believe like your emotions are connected to like, I don't want to say like your soul, but like your spirit or like, right? Like even like in the Psalms it says like, why are you downcast, my soul? Like why are you downcast? And so to me, I'm like, I look at like emotions are connected to, yeah, I guess they're like connected to our spirit in a sense. And because of that, I go, okay, like when we're going through something, like that's a spiritual experience. Like people can call it an emotional experience, but like it's a spiritual experience. Like, so if someone's up at the altar and they're like crying their eyes out, like that's a spiritual experience. Like being emotional, but at the same time, like that's somehow connected to like their spirit in a sense. And so to me, like I don't even know if this connects to like this point that I'm trying to make, but like I started to see like emotions not as just like this thing that's not connected to us, right? But it, like, oh, he's had an emotional experience and that's it. But it's really starting to see like that emotions are very much tied to our spirit. I just said that again, but does that make sense? kind of, maybe.
I think I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Okay, yeah. Kind of.
That as created beings, our emotions are essentially a part of our whole experience, and also, I would say, part of our redemption too, right?
Yeah.
Like something that was dead and that is now made alive.
Yeah. Yeah. But more like, okay, like, so for me, like, for me going to like youth camps and stuff, like I would go to those camps and I would sit in the back and just like observe kids going up to the altar and like just crying their eyes out and stuff. And in the back of my mind, I was just thinking like, dude, this is just all like I know these kids, like I know where they're at. And it's like, they're going to act this way right now. And then they're going to go home and be like something completely different. And to me, like I connected that with like the camp experience, right? It's like, oh, well, if it's really from the Lord, like they would change, right? Like it wouldn't just be this one time event and then boom, they go back and they're not changed, right? Mm-hmm. But it would, what am I trying to say? Like, I don't know. Long story short, like, I was very, very leaning on the reform side, but now after like going through Rev 5 and like going through the different, like experiencing those things and really seeing like, okay, like this is what it means to like speak in tongues, or like this is what it means to, you know, hey, we're going to pray for someone and we're going to see like healing or whatever, which I don't remember if that's like something that you like are for or like not. I don't remember. But
I can explain later.
But anyways, I say all that to say I'm more on the charismatic. I wouldn't call myself like a charismatic, like full blown, but I'm open to the gifts of the Spirit and believe in healing and speaking in tongues and all the gifts in the book of Acts. That's where I stand. But I'm not for like rolling on the ground and losing self-control. Like when you lose self-control, like that to me is like, okay, that's not the Spirit. Like if you're convulsing on the ground, like that's not the Spirit, you know, because one of the fruits of the Spirit is self-control.
So. Right. All right.
I don't know what I just said, but go for it.
We might need some clarification. To sum it up, you're a charismatic now.
Leaning more that way.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, I kind of have an opposite. I was brought up, I've pretty much been going to church my whole life. There's really not a time where I can't remember not necessarily believing, but I can say that there was a time where I knew it became real, where my life was legitimately changed, and it was, and though there's been very large ups and downs in my life since then, I've been confident in the fact that, you know, God has me and isn't about to let me go, still leads me, and I still trust him. So, but anyways, yeah, so I've been going to pretty much the same church all my life. Had a lot of, great leaders and influence from various people. Grateful to my parents, too, for also influencing a Christian ideology into my life. But, speaking of camps, that was when it all really changed for me. It was definitely like a light bulb. I was filled with worries and doubts and very deeply rooted like sin that I didn't want to give up, and I was just freed in a moment. It was a total 180 in my heart and mindset. So I think that was when I was about 16 or 17. I can't quite remember.
Mm. You know, okay.
A lot of people are able to put like a specific date on it, but it was a summer camp as far as I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do remember the camp too. It was Jeunesse. It was a good park. They had fountain soda
Jeunesse
machines.
was fun.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it. They don't
good
allow us to
times.
go back
Yeah.
anymore.
But yeah, a lot of stuff happened here and there, and yeah, truth be told, I did a lot of backsliding. And it wasn't until about 2020 when, during the pandemic, I just decided to watch this documentary I heard about floating around called American Gospel. Have you seen that one too?
Yep, I
Yeah.
love it. It's great.
It is really great. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it really, truly opened my eyes to a lot of just misses that I've experienced in not just my walk, but countless other people have in theirs, and just really not really being given the full gospel. And that's the sad truth about the American church, I think, almost as a whole, is people are being cheated from that. And it's being mixed with the world and different aspects that try to make it more attractive just for whatever other sake besides saving souls. And I mean, at first it made me very angry and bitter, but obviously not the right attitude for that. But also kind of gave me a zeal for just wanting to get the truth out there, and then to keep it simple, because that's what it is, and that's how Christ made it. It's not this complicated means of doing these different ritualistic, whatever sort of things. It's just the work that Christ did on the cross, and that is our salvation. He saved us from the just punishment that we all deserve, no matter where we're at in our life. And so, yeah, it was a really great documentary. With that, I picked up a lot of new influencers in their preaching. Folks like John MacArthur, Paul Washer, Steve Lawson, Alistair Begg. There's one more. Oh, and Justin Peters. Love that guy.
Not Stephen Furtick.
No.
Okay,
No. I gotta stand with John MacArthur on the unqualified aspect for that
all
fella.
right.
Yeah.
Which also, by the way, like, I'm not a fan of his either, so. Anyways, continue.
Anywho, though. So yeah, started off in kind of a more charismatic, non-denominational, almost like an undecided, or even more so like you kind of get to decide, and there's kind of a gray area there, but like not discriminatory towards any one set of people. Everyone can just kind of enjoy how they like it in a certain way. But yeah, I feel like that kind of has given way to a lot of liberalism in the
What
church,
has?
huh?
What has?
Just a kind of not like a lack of like discernment towards certain things and like ways of doing things that as a one-off thing is like okay, but I don't know where I'm going with this point. We'll just leave
Like,
that out.
so you're saying, are you saying that the like charismatic movement is like influenced that a little bit when it comes to like watering down like the church? Is that what you're saying, or is that completely
No,
different?
yeah, that's the
Okay.
point of it. No, I just mean like in my personal growth and what I've experienced is there wasn't like a firm like this is the right path versus this is the wrong path. They were
Okay.
just kind of like it was almost well, in a way it's good that it allows the individual to kind of really discern for themselves. And I think there's a decent amount of stuff in scripture itself that is like that. And there's certain issues that people can have disagreements on, and it doesn't mean either one of the people are, going to hell as a result because
Yeah.
they get it wrong.
Yeah. Secondhand issues.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, there's certain things that I may have regarded as secondhand issues or didn't even realize they were issues that, I have, I guess, issues with now. Or concerns about, I think, is a better way of saying it.
Cool.
But yeah, now I would consider myself reformed. I would consider myself a cessationist, and also, I wouldn't quite say I'm a full-blown Calvinist, though. Yeah, still doing my research. Like I said in the beginning, I don't have all the answers. I'm still working things out myself. And really, it's just the Word of God that I want to be my guide for that.
Yeah.
It's great to have trustworthy influencers as preachers and pastors that you can go to. But at the end of the day, even they themselves are, they first don't have all the answers, and they're just as susceptible to the enemy as we are. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. I agree. 100%.
Hey guys, so the podcast actually timed out after 30 minutes. So you guys weren't able to hear the whole thing, but I hope you guys enjoyed our first podcast. Just getting to know each other, getting to know us, and just kind of where we stand on certain things. But look for our next episode, our next podcast. Coming out probably next week sometime. We don't do this, of course, full time. We're just two guys, two really good friends who decided to start a podcast. So you might be wondering, Jared, why do you have all this stuff? Why do you have a nice camera, lighting, mic, all this stuff? Well, I'm actually a videographer for my business and what I actually do for work. And then on top of that, I have my own YouTube channel. Where I discuss movie reviews and theology and other things like that. If you guys are interested in that channel, or maybe you're coming from that channel to this channel, go ahead, check that channel out if you're interested. And we will see you in the next episode.